inspiring interviews, provocative people. Get ready. Get bold today with your Emmy-winning host, LeGron Green.
I'm LeGron Green, and this is Bold. This is the place where shift happens. My guest today is Kevin Ross. So, Kevin Ross, tell us who you are.
Wow, that's a loaded question. I could probably spend the rest of my life trying to do that, LeGron. So, thanks for that very bold question, to say the least. I believe that everyday people can live extraordinary dreams. And so I live to inspire and empower people to be people of purpose, passion, peace, and prosperity. And that's at the essence. You know, that's what I'm about.
That is what you're about, Kevin. And like he said, being there at the finish line and helping you through the race, the endurance of life, what that means. And he's done it. Kevin is a wonderful, Kevin, you're one of the best coaches I've ever seen, because he has this ability to take what you're going through and take it to its essence. And he's coached people on American Idol, The Voice winners. He's coached, you know, CEOs all over the world. So Kevin Ross knows what he's talking about there. And when he told me one day, about 10 years ago, he said, LeGron, you're a producer. Produce your comeback. And I will tell you that I thought that meant, you know, produce my comeback and la, 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 la. And I'll do this, which I did do. But I also realized coming back actually means going into yourself. We talk about here on Bold, Kevin, a lot of times. One of my mantras is this. Being bold is not about stepping outside your comfort zone. It's about stepping inside your own power. Inside. Mm-hmm. How can you help people? What do you tell people who come to you who can't see that?
Well, first of all, I let them know right away that I can see it. And I think that my confidence in them inspires them to take the journey, to move through the search, because not everybody can see it. People have been abused, rejected, neglected, chained, discounted, left behind. And they have very convincing stories about who they are. They're very convinced about the story until someone starts writing the first words on a fresh new chapter about them, who has enough confidence in what they can see beyond that story. So one of the things I let them know what I can see. And then I remind them and assist them, almost like helping somebody to write for the first time.
Right, okay, right.
You take some you turn a blank page, and I know how to spell the letters, right? I know the letters and all of that, but at some point, you may have to hold someone's hand with the pencil and give them the guidance just to form the letters, form the first few lines of their new story. And once they recognize they have the ability to identify words that raises their vibration, something that feels fresh, new, and exciting, then the creativity kicks in.
Right.
And inside of once that creative idea is unleashed and the imagination runs wild, and then one who was once borrowing my confidence in them starts to develop their own confidence and then starts to write, or as I like to say, design a whole new life.
What's coming up for me as you were sharing all that, Kevin, is it's something I know you actually know. I keep seeing the image of a father with their child holding the child's hand. You know, when they have that, when you're in nursery school and you get those big things you learn to write in those big lines and you got crayons. Teaching a child to do that. And it's about that connection. I love the metaphor of a new page, a new chapter in our lives. Because I think so often, you're right about the story. I know that I can speak for myself, and I know I'm not the only one out there, but I can speak for myself in saying you get caught up in the story and that tape, that cassette player running in your head, and you sometimes do need a reboot. You sometimes do need someone to help you with that.
Stories are musical. Stories are musical. Stories are romantic. Stories trigger emotion. Stories prompt feeling and imagery. And so stories are very, very powerful. And I am as powerful as the story I'm telling myself. If I'm telling myself a disempowering story that was handed down to me by a set of circumstances, then I'm living out this story. And it is the music of my soul. It is the soundtrack of my thought. And until we start to shift the conversation that we are, shift, I love the show, shift and being bold, make some bold shifts in the conversation, then until we do that, we will be kind of on this old 8-track, you know.
Yeah, for those who even know what an 8-track is, Kevin. I think people don't know what that is.
You taught me what one was. Don't go there now.
Wait. I don't think you even know what
I wasn't alive.
Wait, do you even know what a cassette is? Forget 8-track cassette. Trust me, people. All you digital people out there, Google it. 8-track. So we're talking about downloading from iTunes today. A brand new story. Someone on 8-track. Well, I want to share, because what I love about Kevin, like I said, I intro, this is very sincere and from my heart. He is my soul brother. That's how I see him. And Kevin's also, I knew Kevin when he was a single man out there preaching, you know, the most eligible bachelor in Florida, blah, blah, blah. Kevin had it all. And then Kevin met his wonderful wife, and I saw Kevin as he talks about me evolving. I saw Kevin evolving into what I said at first was a family man, because he had like a baby and then a second child. But once you have 3 children, Kevin, and you know, I always tell you this, that's a family. So you have a family. This is the family man. as you have grown into fatherhood, what are the, I mean, there's so many, I know this. I mean, every day there's a lesson. Every day there's a gift. Just tell me about a gift, a bold gift you've received from being a father.
I recognize how little I know. You know, there's this presumption that we're here to show them the way and fill up their empty minds with our wisdom. But I recognize really that we're here to help them see who they are. I don't know if I can say this on your show.
You can say anything on bold.
Okay. So this is bold. So I have 2 daughters and a son. You're going to appreciate this. So I'm changing my son Caden's diaper. And my daughter, Camila, comes in and says, "Papa, Papa." I said, "What, Camila?" "Kate has a different vagina than ours."
A different vagina?
What's the matter with Kate's vagina?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What's the matter with it? I was like, well.
I guess we have to sit down and have that little talk. Well, I love the metaphor. Like I said, here on Bold, we go there. One of my other mantras here is that we want less mumbo jumbo. more nitty-gritty, because it's in the nitty-gritty that the truth is. You know, we can spin, you know, spiritual, lofty principles, but if we're not actually taking the steps and doing them, as the Quakers say, you have to pray and move your feet. And moving your feet means that's a constant thing, and you don't have to know what the next right step is, because go ahead, Kevin.
Well, that's where I was going. As parents, if we're really honest with ourselves, we know that we make it up as we go along. You absolutely make it up as you go along. And I find that one of the toughest parts of parenting is undoing the parenting that was given to me. You cannot necessarily parent the way you were parented.
Right.
Because you're working with different people. These little people in my house are not the same little people that my parents reared. You really have to kind of work with those individuals who you've been entrusted with and build around, you know, build around who they really are.
And on the other side of that, Kevin, about parenting, and this is what I love about conversations here, because they go to places that you may not have thought about before. So Kevin's talking about being a new parent or a new father with three children. And I want to present the other side of that, too, because parenting never ends. Love never ends. And I am close to my mother and father now, and I see them every day. And I never knew the joy. My father's 72 years young now. I never knew the joy of going to the Walmart with my father. You know, I didn't know that there was a difference between Dollar Tree and Dollar General till I went with Lord Green to the store.
That's because you're Miami Jets.
Well, hey. I know the difference now. Hey, I know the difference. And I know which Walmart's better, too. My point is that I'm seeing my father and my mother as finally, you know, here I am. Almost 50, and I see them, they're people. And they will always be your parents, and they will always be there for you. And like the other day, my father, I could cry now thinking about it. He knows I like a particular type of water. You know, I buy water, but I like a certain brand. And he like brought two cases over, and I was like, Daddy, why did you do that? And he was like, well, why wouldn't I do that? And I realized, oh, this is my father. This is a gift of love. This is like him saying I love him. And I'm like about to like chew him out for bringing me something I didn't ask for. And love never ends. And so the other side of that is recognizing that. But I wouldn't have been able to do that if I wasn't able to be in a place of acceptance and being able to accept and give at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. I think it's that fountain that never runs out for a parent. And I've seen it be very destructive to parents, you know, where they don't know when to let go, and so they lose everything in the pursuit of saving their adult children.
Right.
But when it's healthy and when it's balanced, it is an intergenerational, mutually beneficial, rich, and it's almost like having not only the love incubator, but also having your own wisdom advisory council.
Oh, I like that. Wisdom advisory council. Well, as this conversation has been really about family and what that means, Kevin, what can you offer? Because I always like to give people a bold tip or leave them with something that they can use today. If there is family drama, or however they choose to define that, what's something that they can do to move forward or to be more accepting of something happening in their family life so they don't get caught up in the drama?
Drama has a way in families of really sabotaging the potential in people's lives, particularly young people who are trying to find themselves or individuals who are trying to do better, trying to get from underneath family drama, can be very, very damaging to somebody's life. A bold move is to go apart, go away, and redefine your circle. And then when you can see that you are in a place of strength where you can balance who you are today apart and over against who the drama in your family,
mm-hmm.
then perhaps you can engage the family again, because you know that it's not heavy enough. It won't be an albatross on you, because you've been able to distinguish yourself, and you know what your boundaries and limits are.
You've come into a fuller expression. Yeah, you've come into a fuller expression of who you are, so you can now share that with the circle of your family, and maybe your blood family or your league of choice, whatever that family is for you. And then you can go out.
Let me give you a quick, for instance, staying bold with it. I'm at Morehouse College, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Morehouse College in school, making my life better, doing the best I can, busting my butt in school. I have an uncle who's out there getting himself arrested, and whose name does he choose to use as his alias? Okay?
Can you guess it? Might have been start with a K?
Yes, it started with a K, and it ended with an R. So there are times when just because we share blood doesn't mean we share anything else that in terms of ideas, in terms of values, in terms of, because, you know, what was that about, right? So I use that. So I was trying to give you a practical instance, because sometimes if I were to succumb to that, I would have allowed, I would define myself, I would let myself be pulled into it and gone spiral downward. You know what I mean? But I just recognized that, this person can no longer be in my life in this way.
There's
no way I cannot invest my energy. And I love and bless him and hope for the best for him. But I know that being in space is probably not going to take me where I need to go.
And that's a bold
step. So sometimes
step.
You have to leave.
Yeah, sometimes you have to leave.
Yeah.
I thank you for that, Kevin, for sharing that with our listeners out there. Because, like, I like to make sure people understand that we are offering this podcast as a way of connecting within. We're not defined mm-hmm. by any dogma or religion or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But this is about your own personal wellness, which will help you shine that light out.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go in and shine it out. And mm-hmm. as you guys can see, you can see why you need to go visit KevinRossInspires.com, because this is an inspiring man, and he will tell you how to make an 8-track of your life.
No, design from the inside out.
From the inside out, an 8-track. Look it up, people. Like I said, Google it, 8-track. We might have one in the Smithsonian by now. I'm not quite sure. Well, Kevin, like I said, you can find Kevin at Kevin Ross Inspires. He is the senior minister at Unity of Sacramento, which is a wonderful community we'll have to talk about another time. And remember, as always, we want you to join the conversation at getboldtoday.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, and go on iTunes and rate this show so we can start spreading the word that we want to build a community that is helping everyone to live, laugh, and love, you got it, out loud. We close as always. Remember, shift happens right where you are. Be the change and get bold today.